The Medrash tells us a very big distinction between Moshe Rabbeinu and Noah. There's a very, 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 very big difference between Moshe and Noah. When it comes to Noah, at the beginning of the parasha, he's called the tzaddik. Noah, at his very origins, is a tzaddik, very righteous person. And by the end of the parasha, unfortunately, he's called an ish adama, a man of the earth. A very lowly, very despicable description. He's gone from a tzaddik to an ish adama, man of the earth. And by contrast with Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is given the description an ish mitzri, an Egyptian man. And by the end, what is he called? An Ish Elokim, a man of God. The greatest accolade, the greatest title ever that we could dream of attaining. What happened? Noach again, from Tzaddik, who walked with Hashem, to an Ish Adama, to a man of the earth. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who was originally called an Ish Mitzri, an Egyptian man, is called an Ish Elokim, a man of God. A very stark contrast. The Meshech Chachma says something very, very powerful. It says there are two types of Avodas Hashem, service of God. One level is a person who secludes himself. He lives in isolation and by himself. And he keeps stagging and learning and he's just to himself. And he's in his own Dalet Amos. That's one level, it's one form. A second form is somebody who's part of the tzibur, part of the community. He's moser nefesh. He always thinks, what could I do for the community? How could I improve the community? How could I alleviate the plight of my brethren? What could I do for them? It's not just about me. And at first glance, the Meshech Chachma explains, what would you think? The person who's in isolation is going to go to great heights. No one's bothering him. He's not involved with anything else. He's going to just keep scaling the heights. He's going to go Michael Chayil. He's untouchable. He's by himself. He could stag more. He could learn more. He could meditate. He could get to the highest, to Mount Everest. But the person who's involved with the community, he's going to get so bogged down. He's always involved. He's always trying to help. When's he ever going to learn? When's he ever going to grow? He's always part of the tzibur. He's going to just make himself plummet. That's what we would think. But says the Meshech Chachma, we find the exact opposite. Noah, who started as the tzaddik, he remained alone. He didn't rebuke the nation. He didn't rebuke the people around him. And he went from what? A tzaddik to an ish adama. He debased himself. He had a very lowly ending, unfortunately, because he kept to himself. He didn't try to improve the people around him. By contrast, it's who? Moshe Rabbeinu. He's called a Mitzri, but what does he do? He kills another Egyptian to save the Jew. He fights for Klal Yisrael. He's always involved in Klal Yisrael's problems. And what does he become? An Ish Elokim, a man of God. Says the Meshech Chachma, how do we become godly? How do we become great? When we're part of the tzibur. When it's not just about me. When I think about my friend and my family and my community and Klal Yisrael and I say, how could I help? When I step outside of my Dalet Amos and I'm not just living for myself, that is how you become an Ish Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Ish Mitzri, became the Ish Elokim because he fought for Klal Yisrael. He risked his life for Klal Yisrael. He had to go into an exile for Klal Yisrael. And that's what made him godly. That's what made him the ultimate Ever Hashem. Being concerned with other people, notzib el chavero, taking the yoke, the burden of your friend, thinking about how could I help in any way, shape, or form. Howard Schultz, who's the founder, CEO of Starbucks, he told this story at the Columbia Business School graduation. It's become well known, but very worth repeating. He was at graduation, and this is what he told this illustrious, very bright group of students. This is what he says. A few very, very wealthy businessmen were granted an audience with the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, who was a Zecher Tzaddik Levracha. He was a tremendous tzaddik, a boy from Ida Crown, Chicago, that high school, yes, who learned in the Mir, who became the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, who fathered thousands of Bachurim, who built it up to the empire that it is today. Tremendous goyin, a tremendous tzaddik. I highly recommend learning about his stories and his biography. And what made him that much more special was, unfortunately, he suffered a tremendous case of Parkinson's. He shook violently when he spoke. Shook violently. So why didn't he take certain medications? In the story, if you read about him, he was worried it impact his Torah memory. He suffered tremendously, and he refused to take medicine because he didn't want to risk losing a droplet of his holy Torah. And while having Parkinson's, who really couldn't stalk, and a very difficult, debilitating disease, He grew the mir to thousands, thousands of bachrim and expanded campuses till this day. So that's Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel. Howard Schultz went with a group of businessmen and they had an audience with Nassim Tzvi Finkel. Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. Very wealthy American group. And Rav Finkel asked the men, "Gentlemen, please tell me the lesson of the Holocaust." They were very taken aback. "What? Gentlemen, please tell me the lesson of the Holocaust." So one man raises his hand and says, "We'll never forget." "Wrong. That's not the lesson." Everybody gets a little nervous. The second person bravely raises his hand. "We will never be a bystander again." "Wrong. That's not the lesson of the Holocaust." So now everybody is, as Howard Schultz explains, is looking away, not trying to have eye contact with this great Torah giant. They don't want to be called upon like fifth grade, hiding from the teacher. He says, "Gentlemen, your time is very precious. I'll tell you the lesson of the Holocaust. When the Jews got to these terrible Gehenna, the concentration camps, and women were separated from their daughters, husbands from their wives, fathers from sons, terrible, terrible splitting, horrible situation in the dead cold of the European winter, mamish in Gehenna, in the valley of death, terrible. We finally went to the barracks." They had to get to the barracks, and it was freezing cold. One person was given a blanket, and he was told, "Share it with the five people around you." Freezing cold, everybody's literally hanging on between life and death. Said Rav Nassim Tzvi, at that moment, that person had a choice. "Do I keep the blanket to myself so I could survive, so I actually could live? Or do I push it to others?" Said Rav Nassim Tzvi, "At that moment, we learned the power of the human spirit. Because what did we do? We pushed our blanket to five others. We made sure everybody got under the blanket to survive, or at least give us a chance of survival. The power of the Jewish people. The power of our spirit. We pushed the blanket to five other people." Rav Nassim Tzvi looked at these big shot, wealthy businessmen and said, "I want all of you to go back to America. Take your blankets with you and spread them to five other people. Take those blankets and spread them and spread them and spread them." Powerful lesson. We're not in this world for ourselves. Whatever we have to offer, we're there as a talent, as a gift. It says in the Mishnah Avos, "Imein ani li mili. If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? Uchsha'ani la'atzmi ma'ani. But if I'm for myself, what am I?" The Bali Musher explained as follows. Uchsha'ani la'atzmi. If I'm only for myself, if my whole life revolves around my phone and my social media and only my life, and let's be honest, how much of our day focuses exclusively on ourselves? Ma'ani. What am I? What's my worth? What's my value? If all I ever think about is my college, my year in Israel, my social media, my likes, my fantasy team, and that consumes me, ma'ani. What am I? That's why Hashem put me in this world, to be so self-centered and only think about my own life, chas v'shalom. Only to myself, ma'ani. What am I? Rav Chaim of Elojiner, the great, great Rosh Yeshiva, he wrote in his magnum opus, the Nefesh Chaim, it says in the Akdama, that his son wrote, this great giant, Rav Chaim of Elojiner, who was a student of the Vilna Gaon, were all the recipients of his great vision. He was the father of the modern day yeshiva a couple hundred years ago. That's Volozhin, and it spread out till today. What did he say? This great Torah giant, one of the greatest sages of our time, "We're in this world to give to others. We're in this world to benefit others. We're in this world to not just think about myself, but to give to others. Uchsha'ani la'atzmi ma'ani. If I'm only for myself, what am I?" So holy chevra, this is a beautiful, beautiful chevra. Great, we got Dahan and Guz with us. It made us even stronger. Very, very great Jews. We always have to remember, and it takes time. Really think to ourselves, I'm going to conclude with this. Really think, wow, at the end of the day, was my life so self-consumed? Where was Klal Yisrael? Where were my friends? And if someone's talking to me, "Oh, what's up?" Actually listen to what's going on. Actually hear what's going on. And if somebody's going through something, to try to help. To try to be there for them. And not just ignore it. And not, "Oh, how are you doing?" And then not really listen. "Oh, how was your Shabbos?" And then you tell them about your Shabbos. "Oh, how was your summer?" But then you only talk about yourself. Or somebody's trying to speak to us and we're looking down on our phones and we're not giving them our heart and our soul. Our purpose of this world is to give to others. Is to be there for them emotionally, socially. We don't always have the answers, how we can help people. But at the very least we could say, "I love you, brother. I'm with you. any way, shape, or form, let me know I'm here for you. But mean it, authentically and genuinely and sincerely. I am here for you. And to stop living a life where it's just me. And to always remember, how did Moshe Rabbeinu become the Ish Elohim? How do we reach godliness? When we fight for Klal Yisrael. When we're invested in Klal Yisrael. And our life is not self-centered, but rather is always asking, how could I give and how could I help others? Yashkoach gadol chevra. Shkoach. Thank you for joining.